it's time for another financial myth. All annuities are bad investments. Well, that's a myth. Certainly, there are annuities out there that are a bad option for most folks, like variable annuities. But there are also a lot of good annuities that could serve as a crucial piece of your retirement portfolio. Remember, in the financial world, there aren't good and bad investments. Some investments are just better at performing a specific task that you need them to do. Stocks aren't for everyone, just like an annuity might not be the right fit. Make sure you're getting a customized plan from your local financial coach to avoid being a victim of a financial myth.
We're living longer, which means more retirement time, but it also means that we'll have to have a plan for long-term care. And I know some of our listeners' hackles just went up because it's a conversation so many of us would rather not have, right?
Nobody likes having that conversation because at the end of the day, it's never going to happen to any of us, right?
Right. We're all super healthy and we always are going to be.
But the fact is, one in two is going to need some kind of long-term care in our lifetime. So the odds are definitely stacked against us. But like I said, we deal with that every single week here in the office. There's always somebody situations that comes up. Some people have different ways of attacking it. You know, the thing is, we always say to our listeners, even in seminars or on the radio here, is who do you think pays more in taxes, the informed or the uninformed? Same thing when it comes to long-term care options. You know, who do you think has better choices, the informed or the uninformed? You know, there are so many different ways to tackle this problem, and it just depends on what you're looking to do. I mean, obviously, we have the traditional plans that we have in place for our clients. The nice thing about it is you're protecting their whole legacy. You're protecting their lifestyle and all the money they've paid for. Kip, one of the nice things I've read years ago, it said for every American today, 65 in the country, one in 1,200 will have their house burned down. Ooh. But almost everybody has homeowners insurance. Mm-hmm. One in 600 will get into a car accident. But by law, almost everybody has car insurance. One in two will need long-term care, and only 7% of Americans have protection against it.
Wow.
So the odds are staggering, and I said it's the number one thing that threatens our retirement income. You know, there's basically three steps we take when it comes to attacking this problem for our clients. You know, one obviously is traditional plans. We deal with many of the top insurance carriers out there for that. But there's also options that are available today with hybrid products like life insurance and different types of life policies where people are going to have life insurance anyway. But a lot of these carriers right now today, especially with the raising costs of these long-term care plans, they're including it in life plans. Like, for example, I had one lady who, like I said, I just talked about in the last segment, she'd get $340,000 sitting in a money market. You know, we were able to position $150,000 into a product where, number one, it gave her a 12% bonus right up front. Rather than having it sitting in her bank account, she's getting tax-deferred growth on the money, so she's not getting a 1099 at the end of the year on money that she's not using. She more than doubled it tax-free to her beneficiaries day one. So if she was to pass away, over 300, I think it was 320,000 was going to go to her children tax-free. And then she was going to get over $8,000 a month for long-term care for 3 years and almost $5,500 a month for home health care for 5 years. And she's not going to have any premiums. And if she wanted her money back a week from now, a month from now, she got all of her money back immediately, no penalty. So it's just a matter of knowing what's out there and what's available.
Speaking of knowing what's out there, knowing what's available, and the difficulty of broaching the conversation of long-term care, you've certainly said in the past that sitting down with both spouses is an important part of ensuring that everyone is on the same page with their retirement plan. And perhaps a retirement plan has to encompass both members of that couple. But does that make broaching the long-term care issue more difficult because now there are two folks who do not want to think about either of them having to need this?
Yes, and honestly, if you look at most nursing homes, the statistics are women live longer than men. Women make up about 70% of nursing home residents because they live longer. But at the end of the day, it still wipes people out. So having a conversation and having plans in place, I mean, especially when you're young and you're healthy, that's the time to do this stuff. Like I said, if you have money sitting there in a bank doing nothing, you might have it earmarked for long-term care. You might have it earmarked to go to the kids. Well, put it in a place where it's going to protect yourself during your lifetime. You're still going to have access to it. And then you're going to leave it to your kids 100% tax-free and free of probate. And I think that's the biggest thing for our listeners. So we can sit down and show them different options that they can do with the current situation that they have as far as their money situation without costing them any extra money, but giving them a lot more protection. It's getting more bang for your buck, Kip.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what we're looking for. Those ways that we can make our money work harder for us. As we said in the last segment, we're looking for ways to make our money do as much as it can, getting the most out of it possible, because there are so many costs that are working against us. Taxes, inflation. In this case, we're also dealing with a healthcare costs that will be rising in the future. I mean, we can say that we don't know which direction they're going to go, but I think it's pretty clear that healthcare costs are going to go up.
There's no other way for them to go. I mean, people, not only that, Kip, but people are living longer. You know, medicine is keeping up. The problem is the body today can't keep up with the advances in the medicine. So, I mean, Alzheimer's, dementia, things like that. People are living 10, 15 years today with these diseases. And some people, unfortunately, they don't even know where they're at. They don't remember family members. It's a sad situation, but they still need to be taken care of.
Absolutely. We do not want to leave them by the roadside, as it were. And if we don't have that conversation earlier rather than later, we can be surprised and be caught unawares. And that is the worst situation to be in. You do not want to have to make this kind of decision, this kind of financial decision, in an emotional moment when suddenly you find yourself needing some help, or the ones you love needing some help. Make these decisions ahead of time so that in the moment you can deal with the emotion rather than deal with the finances.
A lot of these plans actually pay children. So it makes it a lot easier on parents to go to their kids who would normally probably have to take care of them anyway and say, listen, we can pay you to take care of us, you know, where it's not going to take a financial burden on them. It gives them choices. I mean, you can pay neighbors. You can choose who you want to pay. And I think that's the nice thing about it. It puts more freedom and more flexibility in the client's hands once they have plans set up and understand how them plans work.
Well, this is why it's so important to sit down with a financial coach who can run you through all of the options that are out there, who can work with a team with you to get you all the advice and help you need across the board as relates to your retirement finances. You want to make sure your plan is comprehensive, that you have considered all of the strategies that are available, and that you have taken advantage of the best ones for your particular situation. The number to call to reach John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services is 800-477-1135. And John, this is a perfect opportunity for folks to give you a call because you keep spaces on your calendar open specifically for radio listeners. Isn't that right?
Absolutely, Kip. And like I said, for all of our listeners to come in, we also give them a copy of Patrick Kelly's free book, The Retirement Miracle. We'll sit down with them. We'll do a complete income plan review with them. We'll do a complete portfolio analysis for them. We'll also do a Social Security maximization report, where we'll sit down and show them how to maximize their benefits from Social Security. And any client that come on board with over $250,000, Kip, we provide a free will form and a power of attorney for finance and healthcare. People that come on board with over $500,000, we have our estate planning attorneys draw up a complete living trust form to help them completely avoid the probate process.
Folks, it is time to give John Kelly a call. You need to sit down and get this financial roadmap put together. John will translate for you the complex financial world into clear instructions, a clear direction to head in, a clear vector for you to head into that shining retirement you've dreamed of. This is an excellent chance for you to get your true, practical financial review. And for anyone listening right now, the number to call is 800-477-1135. Again, 800-477-1135.
When we come back, a disturbing number of baby boomers are losing their confidence in their retirements. We talk ways to get back in the saddle. You don't want to miss this.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
There are a lot of myths and misconceptions that have hung around over the years, some that may have been true at one time, but no longer apply. One such rule of thumb was the 4% rule, which bases retirement income on stocks and bonds from which the retiree would withdraw 4% a year and would last for the rest of their life. The problem is, if you consider it a problem, that we are living longer in retirement, sometimes 30, 40, even 50 years. Now, we need retirement plans to not only last longer, but also battle inflation, tax increases, and other rising costs. If your plan was put together using the 4% rule, it may be time to get a second opinion.